This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Tunisia's president has fired the prime minister and frozen parliament's activities after violent demonstrations over the country's pandemic and economic situation. Two witnesses told Reuters news agency that military vehicles surrounded the Tunisian parliament building late on Sunday. The president also lifted the immunity of all parliament members Sunday and said he would name a new prime minister in the coming hours to bring calm to the country. Thousands of people defied virus restrictions and scorching heat to demonstrate in the capital of Tunis and other cities. The largely young crowds chanted slogans calling for the dissolution of parliament and a new election. The witnesses said people who had gathered nearby cheered and sang the national anthem as military vehicles surrounded the building. On a military aircraft high above the Pacific Ocean en route to Singapore, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin swore in one of the Biden administration's leading experts on China as the newest Assistant Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security. For the past 6 months, Eli Ratner led the department's China task force, which reviewed where the Pentagon stood in its efforts on Beijing. Austin called it a magnificent piece of work that fueled future policy plans. Ratner is a longtime aide to President Joe Biden. He served as a staff member when Biden was in the Senate. From 2015 to 2017, he was Deputy National Security Advisor to then-Vice President Biden after working in the Office of Chinese and Mongolian Affairs at the State Department. This is the first trip to Southeast Asia by a top member of the Biden administration. Secretary Austin will visit Singapore, Vietnam, and the Philippines. VOA News. Trucks carrying water and food on Sunday streamed into the Chinese city of Xinjiang, hit hard by flooding that killed at least 63 people. Soldiers laid sandbags to fill gaps in river dikes that have left neighborhoods underwater. Residents cleared away mud, wrecked cars, and other debris after record rains that started Tuesday and flooded streets and disrupted train service in Henan province. The rains have subsided, but some neighborhoods are still waiting for water up to 2 meters deep to drain. State TV said the provincial government raised the death toll to 63 on Sunday, with 5 people missing. More than 8,800 homes are reported to have collapsed. The city was hit as rains moved north from Zhengzhou, where flash floods killed more than 50 people, including 12 in the inundated subway system. The French Parliament has approved a bill that will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers. It will also require a health pass in a wide array of social venues. The measures come as France battles with a fourth wave of coronavirus infections. Visitors heading to museums, cinemas, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce a pass showing they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. The pass has been required for large-scale festivals and nightclubs. Beginning in August, the pass will further be needed to enter restaurants and bars and for long-distance train and plane journeys. A final green light from the Constitutional Court, the nation's top jurisdiction, will be needed before the law can take effect. If passed, the measures in the bill will last until November 15th. Israel hit Gaza with airstrikes on Sunday after incendiary balloons launched from the Palestinian enclave caused fires in the Jewish state. There were no injuries reported on either side. The Israeli strikes targeted an open area in northern Gaza and a militant training site belonging to Hamas rulers in southern Khan Yunis, this according to Palestinian security sources. The strikes came after Israel cut by half the fishing zone off the blockaded coastal territory. It's a common response following projectile attacks by armed groups in Gaza. Israel's army had no immediate comment on the strikes. But the military branch responsible for civil affairs in the Palestinian territories, known as COGAT, said the fishing zone had been reduced from 12 nautical miles to 6. Earlier Sunday, Israeli firefighters said they extinguished brush blazes at 3 spots in the Eshkol region near the border, blaming incendiary balloons as the cause. Marissa Melton, VOA News.